actually want to start off by talking about Britney Spears because her book is coming out, like, very soon.
There better be a piece on that stupid Jamie Lynn Spears. Cry us a river.
What are some celebrities that you feel like sold their soul?
It starts with an E.
Oh my gosh.
Let's cut to the chase. Those three dancers were lying. The damage is done, and I hope those girls are happy trying to take Lizzo away from us. I hope you're happy. Let's not be here.
Let's get into it.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back to the Let's Get Into It podcast hosted by me, Sloan. And today we are joined by our pop culture expert, Professor Patty. Oh my God, look at you, Patty. Mr. Millions of Followers on TikTok.
Yep.
Yep. How are you doing?
Good. Since the last time you've seen me, I have banged like 50 people.
Oh my God.
I got sued by 30 celebrities.
Yeah.
And I've experimented with some substances that I'm hopelessly addicted to.
Oh my gosh, Professor Patty, you're going to be like the next big college scandal. A different kind of college scandal, though.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be all the types of scandals in one.
Well, that's why we love to have you here, because you are into the pop culture tea, you're into the conspiracies, and we had like such great chemistry on the last episode that I was like, okay, we need to have Patty back on and get these episodes out. So I was actually just on Patty's podcast, and if you guys want to go and check that out, I will link his podcast. What's it called? University.
It is called Pop Culture University. It is on my YouTube channel, Petty Pop Culture. You should really go check it out. It's such an amazing podcast. Me and Sloan got into all the current tea going on, and we're pretty wise men. So we taught you some life lessons that you can take for your own life from the podcast. Go enroll and become a student, Pop Culture University.
Will our episode be out like this week?
It's going to be out Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest.
Okay, yeah. So I'll link it below. So thank you for coming on. And today we've got a lot to talk about. And I actually want to start off by talking about Britney Spears because her book is coming out like very soon. Like almost too soon. I'm not prepared to like go through all of this. I mean, have you been seeing people like talk about it online?
Before I read this book, I need to prepare as well. Like mentally prep to read 300 pages of word vomit from Britney Spears.
Yeah, of her captions, right? Trying to translate them. You know, we love Britney, but like, I do hope that, I mean, of course there has to be some editors, right?
No, I was gonna say, I hope there's no editors at all. Yeah. I hope it was her like, I fucking hate my dad. And then she like scratches out a word, but she leaves the scratched out word, my whole family.
Yeah. At one point, there's just a paragraph of emojis, and it's just like,
she like draws, the whole book is in emojis, so Lea Michele can read it.
Oh yeah, that would be great. I mean, when my dad, you know, I love Britney Spears a ton, of course. We, like, support Britney, and we want to hear her story. But my dad was like, did you hear she's coming out with a book? I heard it's there's no words. It's just plain. It's just picture book. But I hope there's a few editors working on it.
Where did he literally hear there was no words?
No, he just made it up. He's saying, like, she can't write something.
I was like, excuse me, I'm sure Britney Spears never has written a single word of the song she sang, but she has a fucking story to tell, okay? Even if she had someone, like, edit together what she was saying, it's still her fucking story.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me? I hate when people shit on celebrities who write books with ghostwriters. No duh, they're gonna have someone who's a legit published author put together their book in a cohesive way, in the manner that you write a book. That's like saying a stylist should also sew all their own clothes. Mm-hmm. No, it's their vision, it's their story, someone is gonna sew it for them. Let's not be bitches here.
Do you think there'll be like a piece on Jamie Lynn Spears? That's what I wanna hear.
There better be a piece on that stupid bitch, Jamie Lynn Spears, and it better be longer than her stay on Dancing with the Stars, because that was yet a short blip. Voted her ass out immediately.
It was hard to watch her. I mean, there was no rhythm.
Oh, I mean, I can't imagine her body card accepting when her face card is so declining.
Well, I mean, it's also wild to think that Britney came from, like, the same parents. Like, there's Jamie, which I hope she drags. There's Lynn, who, of course, we hope that she drags. And then we got Jamie Lynn. You know, Jamie Lynn is married to a man named Jamie.
Oh!
Yeah.
It's a manifestation of evil Jamie Lynn's.
If it's not...
is someone else in the family about to get married to someone named Lynn?
Yeah, right. I mean, if it's not a Jamie or a Lynn, then it's just, it's not going to be a Spears.
Yeah, then you're in the... Yeah, if they're Spears and they're not Jamie or Lynn, you're in the clears.
Yeah, so that's true. And actually in her book, I think there's like a good like historical piece about her like grandmother, because her grandmother was also like locked into a treatment facility and was like put on lithium and like...
No!
Yeah, no, there's a lot of pattern in this family.
Oh, ew! Oh my god, they're like a demonic, like, sadist cult-like family who just chooses one member to envelop and, like, be the sacrifice for them.
It almost makes me think, like, okay, they're from Louisiana. Maybe there was, like, maybe this city was, like, the last city to ever get cars. Like, no one could ever leave, so they're just all kind of stuck in this little, like, city with each other to choose from.
Are you laughing because I just burped?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I should.
I thought I concealed the burp, but I was like...
No, I'm like one of those types that's like, no, burps and farts, they're not like funny to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I just act like they don't happen.
I love that. Like when Wendy Williams on her show, she's farting and burping.
But she kind of acknowledges it, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's like, oh, after she farts and then laughs and yeah.
Well, Justin Timberlake's gonna be like farting, laughing, burping, crying, vomiting after he reads his piece, because I've heard that he sent multiple cease and desist letters to Britney trying to like stop her from writing about him in the book, because you know the whole like basis of their breakup was that he was cheating on her and then she cheated back on him and then he exposed her for cheating on him, but then nobody really knew that she was being cheated on. Britney was being cheated on the entire time by Justin.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's going to be crying that river next because...
Oh, yeah. Cry us a river, bitch. And I, like, Jimmy... Not, sorry. Britney's lawyers... Mm-hmm. Sorry to say that evil name. Britney's lawyers are very, very powerful. They got her out of a conservatorship that should legally never have been able to be ended. So I don't think Justin Timberlake's little whiny complaints would be too hard to snuff out. Like, what did he write in there? You better not write all the horrible shit I did to you in there and laugh about how I had sex with you on SNL.
I also, like, wonder, at this point, everything's so old. Like, is there really anything that she could share that would be, like, so damaging to his reputation nowadays that anyone's going to care about? Unless he was a terrible, like, abuser, monster, like, absolute terrible boyfriend, then I don't understand why he would be worried. Maybe he was that bad. It makes it more concerning whenever he's trying to silence her, especially after she's been silenced for so long. Like, really, give her a break.
Exactly. I think this could damage Justin Timberlake a lot, though, because I'm sure he was awful back in the day. Like, you know how the 2000s were. There was no really holds bar on anything. No one was getting canceled. And when he was that little sleazy young teen heartthrob, he was probably a bloodsucker, fame fucker, you know, doing anything behind her back, getting with anyone, schmoozing his way to the top, sleeping his way to the top. And he's infamous for trying to, like, manipulate how the media talks about him and use a certain language to make him seem like one of the greatest stars to ever exist. So I think his lawyers are probably pummeling in onto Britney Spears right now. But Britney Spears, well, also Justin Timberlake, he's reuniting with NSYNC.
Yeah. Month. Is it, like, I wonder if this is all part of a plan.
Yeah. So, yeah, all the 2000s tea is coming back, but he could be scared that that could be sabotaged by Britney's book.
Well, it's like, a lot of people even believe that this book itself is not even, like, a product of Britney. Like, it's, like, completely planned with this cover that was, you know, a photo 20 years plus ago. And that she's not even really, like, writing what happened. Because if you think about it, she's in this, like, legal battle with her father, and they're trying to get him on conservatorship abuse. And any great lawyer will tell you, like, you keep silent until your case has been, like, you know, settled. So I really wonder how much we will get out of this book, just because legally, if she wants to have a great case, it's not good to go and try to, like, I mean, she's telling her truth. She's telling her side of the story, but they will frame it as, like, slander and defamation and, you know, I would love to see that, because if they did sue her for it, they would have to get into discovery. And then maybe we'll finally get the 70% of the documents that Jamie refuses to show. Yeah, they've been requesting documents for months. I mean, maybe a year at this point. Wow. He's only produced 30% of the documents that they have requested. And now he's magically fallen ill with a bacterial infection and a rehab stint.
I was just about to say, do you think that's him trying to garner sympathy? Him nearly dying.
Oh, maybe. But I think it's also just very Louisiana of him. Like, he's just, you know, he's going to rehab with a bacterial infection. He's just, like, he's just going through his, you know, every few months.
He went too deep in the swamp with the gators. And something swam up his ear.
Ew.
And now he has a bacterial infection. He looks like a walking bacterial infection.
I mean, truly, he infected her life for so long. And even, like, Lynn and everyone, like, you know, actually, Lynn, like, filed for divorce against him, I believe, in, like, 1997 or 1987. Oh, wow. I don't know. He was cheating on her. Oh. And then she pulled it out and didn't divorce him until 2002.
Damn. I think. That could have saved Britney's life if they all just got rid of him right before she took off with fame. Damn it, Lynn Spears. You didn't do one thing right. You just let Jamie Spears bulldoze everything.
Well, I also think that Lynn, like, I mean, while she's not innocent, she's problematic as well. She's not as, like, conniving as James.
Yeah. Spears, it seems like she is not devoid of empathy. It seems like Jamie is devoid of empathy.
Mm-hmm.
She at least tries to reach out to her. Didn't Britney Spears hang out with Lynn since the conservatorship was over?
My understanding is that Lynn showed up to Britney's home and, like, was knocking on the door, and, like, Britney, like, let her in for, like, not even 30 minutes, and then she left.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm shocked she even got 30 minutes with her.
There's no more. I don't think there's any patience on Britney's side anymore. And so I really hope it is her story. But, like, you know, I always think about, like, team conservatorship and the people who control these celebrities. And, like, is anything that they do, like, of free will at this point?
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what makes the book and what does not. There's already going to have to be another.
There's been a lot of cuts already. I think there was, like, yeah, I think they cut, like, almost 100 pages already out of the book because of cease and desist letters. Yeah.
No.
That was, like, news that came out, like, months ago, though, like 5 months ago.
Oh, that's so lame. Ugh. God damn it.
I know.
And Britney Spears took time on that book. She, like, posted an Instagram story. She was like, I went through so much therapy for this book, and I hope you love it. Then they cut 100 pages. Lame ass pussies. Oh, just let Britney Spears expose you. You did what you did.
Like, what are they going to do? Lock her up? Like,
even though Britney obviously loves attention, like, she dances naked with knives in her living room and wears thongs that only cover her clit. Like, she obviously she loves attention, but she is usually very honest. And honestly, she has a lot of empathy for people who have done her wrong. Mm-hmm. She'll still talk about her mom in, like, a half-decent light.
Even
she'll still
kids.
Talk about Jamie in a half-decent light, her kids.
Those badass kids.
Yeah, her ungrateful, hating-ass kids.
Yeah.
So what could she have possibly written that was so bad besides the truth, you know?
Well, it is really surprising to me how she's able to keep so relevant. Like, even with the knife situation, I've seen people on Instagram, it's not even Halloween yet, and there are people going to Halloween parties dressing up as Britney with a knife. It's like, do you have any idea what you're going
to
be following?
I want it to be Britney with, like, the disrespectful smudge black mascara and, like, walk back and forth for an Instagram video.
That's the type where the free Britney people will come after you.
I know. Yeah. It's so funny, though. It's not out of hate. It's out of respect. Like, I'm literally just doing what she does on Instagram. And Britney is crazy, but she's free. Are we mad about that? Are we going to deny that, like, she is on the same realm of consciousness as us? No, she's not. So I'm really happy for her.
She's at a higher level of
consciousness. Yeah, she's reached a higher vibration and where we're trying to get like her.
Well, she's in like the horse therapy. Like there's, I'm so scared of horses. I've never been on a horse. She's in the horse therapy. That's like something. Like I can't even imagine.
She's in the horse therapy?
Yeah, she does horse therapy because she can't talk to people because she can't trust anyone. So she talks to the horses. She posted like a long thing about this, like in the summertime.
Maybe I want to buy into that cult. Yeah. I want to join that.
Hort meat. Horse meat? Yeah. Hort meat. Horse meat disco. That's like a party that's in LA. You should go to that.
That one's hot.
Uh-huh. It's like they have them in LA and New York. Only the one in New York.
Probably. Don't make me even think of horse meat because then I'll get all aroused.
You know what I want to try is Jeffree Star's yak meat. I heard someone describe it. It was like sweet and dense.
If Jeffree Star prepared any meat, I feel like you would get like kuru and die immediately.
Oh yeah. He would have to think it's for someone else. Like I'd have to put a fake name on the order.
Yeah, I feel like he has a lot of people that he wants to just absolutely kill. Yeah. But horse therapy, I need to know more about this. Like, do you like brush the horse's tail or its mane or let it kick you in the face to like make you forget all your trauma?
Yeah. So like so that just hurts like way more so you don't even remember. No, I think it's more about just like speaking to the horse. And like maybe they respond. To be honest, again, I'm like kind of scared of horses. Actually, one of my like goals the last few years has to ride a horse. I would like to ride a horse one day.
I could see you like crying while like mounting the horse to get over your fear.
No, I would be so, I definitely know I'd be scared of it, which is like so sad because I'm like this like, you know, man who's just like too scared. Are we like, weren't we like riding horses like way before we even knew like how to speak? Like, isn't that just like part of like human nature?
Yeah, I guess so. We just like looked at horses. We were like, you're our bitches now. Like, yeah. You're my car.
Well, now it's dogs. But back then, like, we didn't have cars. So everyone just rode their horse around.
Well, Kendall Jenner Stone, the fucking horse kick. Horse girls are like the weirdest people to me in of life.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I feel like Taylor Swift is like...
She has horse girl energy, but she's
totally
not.
She's totally a horse girl. She's a horse cat. Girl. No, she's a cat woman, right?
Material girl. Horse girl. Yeah, she's a cat girl.
Maybe I think you are a horse girl, then you become a Taylor Swift woman, right?
That would be a great character evolution. Unfortunately, I don't think that pipeline really happens. I hate horse girls. I don't want to ride a horse. I want to save a horse and ride a cowboy.
Do you like any girls, right? No?
No, I don't like girls.
You were giving the shout out to the bisexuals on this podcast. I was like, oh, is this coming out? Is this you?
Oh, like, as a bisexual hater?
I know. I thought you were giving for awareness month. Is it awareness month for bis?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not aware.
I thought we're all just in June.
Yeah, right.
They just stuck us on it, dude.
The bisexuals are like the middle child who cried they're not seen. I don't care.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, some people don't even believe
you're just gay.
Yeah.
You know what I say? Just like a, not, every, no, no, every rectangle is a square. No.
Every square is a rectangle?
Every square is not a rectangle, but every rectangle is a square. Okay. Just like how not every bisexual person, no, not all bisexual people are straight, but all bisexual people are gay. I don't know what I'm talking about here.
I thought you were going to say something about sense. Like every hole is a hole. Like I thought that's what you were going to say in reference to. So yeah, maybe.
I don't know what I'm saying.
So Patty's trying to push the conspiracy that bisexuality does not exist.
I feel like bisexual people make me insecure, and that's my problem.
Mm.
Because if I'm dating a guy who also likes girls, but maybe on the Kinsey scale, he's like a 2 and not a 4, I stand no chance against that girl who he just met, you know?
Oh, I would never date someone who's bi, not like offending, you know, not trying to offend our bi
don't get
people.
Offended.
Yeah, but just personally, it's like, cause I can't compete with a woman. Like,
exactly.
No. Like, we've got very different pieces. Like,
parts.
Yeah, parts.
We don't have the same parts. I can't throw it back the same way. So.
Yeah. Well, let's switch gears and talk a little bit about, like, more conspiracies, not about bisexuals, but about, some celebrities, because like you are so good at talking about a variety of conspiracies on your TikTok. We've got like 3.4 million, 5 million. Are we at 4 million? You got so many followers on TikTok. It's super impressive.
Yeah. I'm super famous. I have 3.4.
Yeah. Super famous. I mean, on YouTube, it's so hard to grow. So then when I see like a million, I'm just like, oh my God.
Well, yeah. YouTube, you're growing like genuine, like hard earned, devoted fans. Though TikTok, they follow in a more passive way. Sure. They like me and appreciate me. But for you, it's like, it just goes deeper.
I guess. I mean, I would love to hit a million, but.
I mean, I'm shocked you haven't. You get more consistent views than I feel like anyone does on YouTube. It's so impressive.
Thanks.
Like you are a well-oiled machine. So good at what you do. So impressive.
You too, though. But you cover these conspiracies, which sometimes people get like really mad when I cover a conspiracy just because they're like, you know, where's the truth? But I think there's like,
it's not about that.
Yeah. I mean, also where there's smoke, there is fire. Like we may not know the whole truth, but there are some things that are like really concerning. Like even I was in Vegas recently and I went and I saw Adele and I saw Beyonce. And to be honest, like, I don't know about Beyonce. Like, it was kind of a hard show for me to pay attention to. I wasn't really able to pick up on any symbolism. But when I was watching Adele, I was watching very attentively. And I could see that there were some moments where I was like, wait, this is kind of like giving like biblical, like dark side. Reminds you of like when Rihanna did her Good Girls Gone Bad and like Umbrella video where she went from like wearing white to wearing all black.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And there's a scene inside of Adele's show where there's an apple and she goes like, it's like an animation. She goes to the tree and like eats the apple. And then after that, everything goes like all dark and it reminds me of like,
yeah, she like gave in to like the temptation of the devil and like ate the apple.
Yeah. So like, what are some celebrities that you feel like sold their soul?
So the concert thing is a great point, and this is like a really popular conspiracy theory going on right now because the concerts of the summer, they're taking over everyone's social life this year. So Beyonce is definitely one. At her concert, there's this moment where there's all these like strobe lights and flashing epileptic seizure causing, flashing lights on her screen. And in between each one, it says, whoever controls the media controls the mind. Oh. And then, there's this weird silicone person on all fours, almost like face down, ass up, submissive, like taking something. Uh-huh. It's very, very weird, as if saying like any person in this room is like submissive to this message. Like Beyonce controls the media. She's controlling your mind. And then there's a hypnotic white and black portal in the background.
Yeah.
So people are like, when that part of the show comes on, look away.
Really? I remember actually watching that part. I did watch it.
Yeah.
Maybe she got me.
Yeah. Damn. You're a loyal Beehive member now. You're just brainwashed.
Well, I think a lot of it is like the point of these performances is to ensure that like we get the message without like fully understanding it. Like,
for sure.
I mean, I think Lady Gaga is known for doing a lot of different like, you know, symbolisms, and like I remember like those photos of her where she puts her hand over her eye and those things. But
I feel like it's almost to like inspire some curiosity or like inspire some separation, like a feeling of they know something you don't.
Yeah,
or
like maybe
to respect them as a higher power or something.
Yeah, like impress their like leaders, whoever that would be.
Yeah. Or just to like make you think that they're in on something and they're they're better, or like they're just more knowledgeable because they're famous and you should follow them to learn from them or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's creating some separation when you have all this really deep imagery in there. But I love the theory that like you have to impress your Illuminati leader in a subtle yet public way. Because that's how it goes. People are like, if all these celebrities sold their soul, why don't they make it more obvious? Why don't they just, you know, go after world domination and like blow everything up and like be like, ha 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 ha, as they're taking over the world. But they have to do it in like a subtle way to show their allegiance. Another example in a subtle way, at the end of Rihanna's Super Bowl set this year, right at the end, she like threw up her Illuminati sign and everyone went crazy because they're like, we knew she was going to do that. We were waiting for it. Everyone thinks she sold her soul, like you were saying, with the good girl gone bad thing.
Yeah, Lady Gaga loves to do the triangle. I've seen Jay-Z do that a ton. Even, like, small band. But 303, like, their whole symbol is, like, them, like, kind of doing this. It's more of a circle than a triangle. Yeah.
Like, I was like, I'm not sure they were invited to the meeting.
I feel like, I don't know. Maybe that was them trying to get into it.
Yeah, they're like, we'll pledge our allegiance. Please let us in.
Even watching, like, it makes me think of Lady Gaga's paparazzi performance where she, like, hung herself on stage and, like, was bleeding. She was, like, wearing white. And then she, like, ended up all bloody and dead. Like, was that sacrificial?
I don't know why people aren't more on to Lady Gaga. We just, like, give her a pass in the whole demonic world. Mm. No one's really coming for her enough.
She just seems so nice, you know?
Yeah. She seems just like your cool, accepting aunt.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want her to be a part of the Illuminati.
Of course not. Do you think, I mean, I think a lot of people assume, like, Illuminati equals, like, you know, most successful bad in the business. Well, yeah, bad, too. I mean, even a Lil Tay, her recent song, she mentions the Illuminati in it.
What'd she say?
She's like, I got money, Illuminati, or something.
Oh, nice. Yeah. She's my Beyonce. Yeah, I follow her.
She also talks about, she's like, you can see my Medusa or something.
Oh.
Like, maybe she's demonic, but,
wow.
How, have you been, like, following Lil Tay, like, since the beginning of her?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
The youngest flexer to ever do it.
Yeah.
She was inspiring me. She was, like, broke when she was 6 years old and was living in the hills with a Lamborghini and your mama's rent in her hand by the time she was 9.
Yeah.
How could she not inspire me?
I think it's really interesting because she kind of like is giving like industry plant in a way, but then she's not because she like first was social media famous. Then she went away because of the terrible custody battle between her parents and her dad supposedly being abusive and giving her rotten food and just like.
Yeah, it's a very interesting trajectory that she's been on. But honestly, we needed some explanation for how the fuck she was acting like that. I feel like the number one comments on her videos were like, where are your parents?
Yeah.
Like, what is happening to you that you were like throwing cash all over people, like fist fighting people in the street, saying any swear word you want? Like, don't you have a kindergarten class to go to, Lil Tay? Her dad was apparently like very abusive to her and like trying to use her for money and
spending like her money for on like Craigslist women. Like,
yeah, he was like, fuck, my daughter didn't get into Barney and Friends. So now I gotta corrupt her to outrage market her on the internet.
Well, she's like 16 now, and I mean, she's still really young, so I think a lot of people are asking like still like where are her parents, but she also seems like she's got like a big music backing with this new single that came out.
Yes. Like, that's the craziest part about it, because if her dad is so evil and awful and was teaching her all these horrible ways of life, who taught her how to play the piano and the
guitar and
yeah, like sing? was there in like a problematic offensive class right after the piano class?
Yeah. Well, it makes
the dichotomy of her is crazy.
You know, like those Korean pop stars that go off to camps and they're like abused and like they're forced to be like perfect until like they can hit the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes me feel like she went to like an American version of it. Like they just like, that's where she's been last 5 years. They went like put her in this camp because she's still like talking like she didn't really grow up. Like that video we just saw of her, she was like yelling at the camera. And then
I love her. No, she's right though. Like Lil Tay should be my alarm in the morning. Her comeback video when she was like, I gave you bitches 5 years to come up, to glow up, and you fucking did it. Now I'm back. Your time is up. I'm still the youngest flexer to ever do it. I'm like, damn, she's right. She gave us bitches 5 years. Our time is up.
Yeah, and then she goes into Florida Kilos playing Lana Del Rey.
And then she plays the most gorgeous lullaby on her guitar.
No, it's Lana. I love it. I love that song.
Oh.
Yeah, no, she's a Lana girly.
She's insane to me. But yeah, it seems like she's also the youngest person to ever get a BBL.
I don't know. I mean, she's like 16, so I feel like we can't really like talk about her appearance, but no.
I'm not sexualizing it. No. I'm just saying.
I just want to go into detail.
The ass was thrown in the camera. that was the point of the video.
I don't really want to talk in detail about it because, like, I feel like people always, like, but that was, like, one of the top comments in my videos.
That was the number one comment.
Like, they're all just like, oh my gosh, her body looks great. Again, like, she's, like, fucking 16. So, like, of course, like, that's, like, peak time for, I feel like, women at least.
I mean, I feel like that's when, let's look at example, like, someone who grew up famous, Kylie Jenner. She was definitely transitioning into, like, looking more mature. Scott Disick had a famous quote where he was like, you're 17, but you look like you're 25.
Yeah.
Like, that's when they really start trying to, like, look a certain way. Kylie was definitely getting ass shots back then, so probably Lil Tay is getting ass shots.
Yeah, I mean, that's so unfortunate, too. I even saw earlier, like, this morning, I saw she posted a reel. Did you see when she was, like, going down the stairs and she, like, flashed her whole, like,
flashed
area?
Her hole?
I didn't mean her hole, but her whole private area. Like, I mean, no, you couldn't really see it. Like, I think she had underwear on, but she had, like, a little crocheted thing, and, like, it went up, going down the stairs, and everyone was commenting about it.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't know why she's so desperate for views right now. Like, why did she come back after 5 years enough to show her?
I don't know, but she needs another single, like, ASAP. Like, if she's going to do the music thing, like, we need another one and another one.
I know.
Album.
I kind of want her to be, like, the next, like Beethoven.
Yeah. Oh, Beethoven. I was going to say, like, maybe Dua Lipa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because the blonde and the brown.
Well, it's kind
Everyone's
of like
Dua Lipa's time is up.
Well, exactly. The beat of her song is giving Dua Lipa, giving H&M, Forever 21.
I know.
Not much more than that.
I love it, though. I was listening to it at the gym.
Yeah.
So she's my Taylor Swift. She's my Eras Tour.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, there's, like, a theory that Taylor Swift has been, like, this woman who's been, like, what, passed along? How do you even describe it? Not, like, reincarnated, right? Or, like, is it the same actual person or cloned?
Okay. Cloned.
So they've been cloned. Now, I've seen this conspiracy before because this woman does look a lot like Taylor Swift. Who is she?
So Taylor Swift has been able to maintain relevancy for so long because of her background with selling her soul to Satan.
Mm.
That's what the theories say. I'm sure all the Taylor Swift haters want an explanation how she can stay relevant for so long and keep getting more famous. So she's the rejuvenated clone of the high priestess of the Church of Satan, Zena LaVey. Now, this story would be 1,000,000% convincing if we can compare photos here, because she looks exactly like Zena LaVey, who is genuinely a very scary, like, high in the pecking order in the Church of Satan. And they have so many similar hobbies as well. So first of all, the appearance, the blonde hair, the eyes that are, like, brown and kind of have that acorny up.
What's the
look.
Time period for this woman? Like, so is this photo that we're showing, because I've seen this photo before, is that, like, 100 years ago? Is that, like, 20 years ago? Like, who is this woman?
It's, like, 50 years ago. It's not that long.
Is she still alive, do you know?
Yes.
She is? Oh, yeah. She is. Wow.
So that's why she's the clone. She's not a new, like, the same person. So there's just two of the same. But, like, she's the young version.
Okay.
So there has to be this, like, young version all the time. But the lips, they have those very pursed, not very wide on the face lips that Taylor Swift does that look gorgeous. The blue eyes, the soft button nose, the pale skin. And they have just all the same, like, hobbies. They have a lot of the similar, like, branding.
Does Zena, she sing?
Yes. Yes. Zena's number one hobby was singing and songwriting.
Really?
And
do you
Taylor
know if
Swift's
she has any tracks
songwriting.
Like, could we hear her sing?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure there's stuff on YouTube.
Imagine if it was like Tim McGraw, but it's like Satan. It's like the devil version.
Yeah. When you think Satan, I hope you think of me.
Yeah, truly.
But yeah, they're both really into snake imagery. Zena loved taking photos of snakes. So did Taylor Swift. I'm trying to think there was more. They just have a lot of poses where they're in the exact same pose. Like, they have the same style. Their clothes look the same. They had the whole, like, black hooded, black era. And then they go into, like, a whole different, like, lighter era. Very similar women. So
isn't the snake thing only Taylor's thing because of Kim Kardashian? Or, like, was that her thing before?
It was definitely directly inspired by Kim Kardashian's quote, but the whole Reputation era was about many scandals. Mm-hmm. But the snake edition was Kim Kardashian, yes.
Do you think, like, cloning can even, like, I mean, obviously it can really happen by science, but do you think that's even a possibility?
No, but I think if we're just really leaning into conspiracy theories here, I'm sure if Satan had all this dark magic, he could do it. But some people, like, really believe that shit. Like, if you believe in all the good side of things, like miracles and God performing magic, I guess it makes sense to believe in the other side, dark magic and all that crazy shit. So, but real cloning, didn't they just clone a sheep?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing I heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can clone a willy.
What is a willy?
Where you get those things at the sex shop and you...
Make a mold of
your own penis, yeah.
How many of those have you done?
None. I want to, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. So when someone tells me to go fuck myself...
You give it out as a gag gift?
I can go fuck myself. Oh my god, no. I would never get my penis to someone as a gift.
Can you imagine? That would be the beginning of your, like, Harvey Weinstein era.
Oh my god, yeah. They would be like... It would be like my Lizzo era, where they're like, she made me eat a banana out of someone's vagina. He gifted me a... clone of his willy.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
What happened with, like, Lizzo being sued? Like, I heard that the girls, like, switched up and now they're back on her side. I don't know.
No, the girls didn't switch up. They were just money hungry, attention hungry, not very smart.
Hungry.
Very hungry. Just a lot of hungry going on. But, by the way, I used to be so fat, so I'm allowed to say that.
No one was talking about fat. We're just talking about hunger.
Yeah, yeah. What's fatty? You're the always one
that brought
fatty.
Up, you're the one that brought up fat.
You're so right. Cancel me. Cancel me. I deserve it.
So they were super hungry and she fed them.
And she fed okay? them bananas from strippers' vaginas. That's the point.
Yeah.
Which, that's not a bad thing, but here's the... Let's cut to the fucking chase. Those three dancers were lying. They were liars. Mm. To me, the second I read that 37-page lawsuit, which I read the whole thing, it just oozed of insincerity to me. Yeah. Ingenuineness. Those dancers... do not have a real lawsuit case for them. They sound like girls who were not getting the work that they wanted, were not having the best work environment experience, and maybe didn't have the ability that they needed to sustain the longevity on Lizzo's dance team. So they came up with all these reasons as they were already being pushed out of the group to maybe get some money to capitalize on it. I do feel super bad for them, though, because let's just be real. Like, dancing for Lizzo, if you're a plus-size black woman, I know Beyonce will hire more plus-size people, but
no
at the
one
same
else
time,
really, yeah.
Yeah, it's the job market, I'm sure, is very small. So I feel immensely for them. On the same note, that's why Lizzo's so important. Why are they trying to cancel her and take her down and completely wipe her from the zeitgeist of pop culture?
Yeah.
It pisses me off. Lizzo's so important to our world just because of what she stands for, and she gives people like that opportunities. The dancers, they claim that Lizzo forced them to go to that strip club. They didn't want to. Lizzo didn't handcuff them. They went on their own fruition. And then there was a photo of them going back to that strip club, just the dancers, without Lizzo months later.
Wow.
Because they wanted to.
So they're fake about it.
They're so fake. And the girl who said Lizzo, like, threatened to punch her and, like, cracked her knuckles in front of her. She auditioned for season 2 of Lizzo's show the date after that happened.
Oh, was that the video that TMZ posted of her, like, sitting there, like, all so happy about
it
all?
Yeah, she's like, I love working with Lizzo. She's the best boss ever. Oh, because you want money and you want a job?
Yeah.
And also, did you go to that strip club because Like, they said Lizzo made them do something against their morals, which is go to a strip club. Mm-hmm. But they said that they felt forced because Lizzo would only give jobs to people who acted like her best friend.
Oh.
So they were like, I had to go because if I didn't, I wouldn't be her best friend. Yeah. Okay, well, you sacrifice your morals for a job. She didn't make you go. That's it. Like, case clean. And then they said she trapped them in a closet because they illegally recorded a video of Lizzo threatening them. But her excuse was, I have anxiety, so I like to listen to audio of conversations back. Recording a conversation is illegal if no one consents. And I'm sorry, babe, your anxiety doesn't make you above the law.
Yeah.
You didn't get a note from the Supreme Court that says this is okay to do because you have anxiety. You broke a law. So they have no court case. Lizzo has the court case. She's going to win. She just won a humanitarian award. Mm. So, and 15 of her dancers were there to support her and say that they loved her.
Oh, so that's the video I saw recently where they're like all on stage. And I was like, oh, they switched up. But no, it's really just the three oddballs who like, yeah, losers. So do you think that, I mean, she did have kind of a big hate wave against her. Do you think that's kind of like gone, you know, by and she's just fine now?
The damage is done. And I hope those girls are happy trying to take Lizzo away from us. I hope you're happy. But the damage is done. And I'm sure people are going to make jokes about how Lizzo's a fat shamer, how working for Lizzo is awful. She beats people up. Yeah. She's physically abusive. The damage is done.
I think the most interesting accusation, I mean, obviously there's a lot to unpack, but the fact that they call her the fat shamer, because she was like really a big part of like, I mean, even I just think back to like, I love the whole like body positivity movement, especially when I was growing up, like everyone had to be so skinny and on like magazines. So
for
then
sure.
Seeing like it become more popularized, that's great. But it's bizarre to me that, like, Adele didn't really have the same effect. Like, Adele was, like, out here earlier, and, like, I mean, now she's, like, thinned out. But, like, what was, like, I wonder what the difference is between, like, Adele's impact, like, with her. Because I remember, like, when she came out and about, everyone loved her music. Like, you couldn't deny it. People were crying watching her perform. And, but every red carpet, like, she was shat on. Now for Lizzo comes around, and she's, like, you know, the face of this movement.
Yeah. That's actually a really interesting point to bring up, because I remember Adele seemed to have really carry no impact when it came to body acceptance.
They thinned her out. The media pushed her to lose the weight.
I remember a really respected journalist said that she has a great voice or something. Or someone who worked at the Recording Academy, they were like, she's a great voice, she's beautiful, but she's just fat.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. Like, no one really credits Adele with body acceptance like they should. And maybe because Adele didn't push it in her music, a lot of Lizzo songs, like, there's a lot of lines and a lot of anthemic choruses to sing back about, like, you know, acceptance is amazing, where Adele was more of, like, a ballad or about love.
Yeah.
So it was a part of Adele, not the whole story of Adele. But for Lizzo, it's, like, half the brand.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's a good point. It is her brand. Because I just remember, like, growing up and, like, you know, Adele was, like, different than, like, what we were typically seeing. But she never really got, like, the credit. And now she's, like, I mean, she's doing great for herself. But, like,
I know. It's so weird because Adele was really, like, blowing up when I was, like, 9 or 10. And definitely everyone around me was, like, she's just fat. Like, and I remember thinking, like, yeah, Adele's fat. But I was a fat kid, too. So I was, like, does that mean I'm gross?
Yeah.
So I like that we have people like Lizzo.
Now people are like, Lizzo's like, yeah, I'm fat. Like,
yeah. And what about it?
What about it?
Doesn't Trisha Paytas have a song called Fat, but it's like
all the fat chicks fat where you tasty. At?
Yeah,
all the fat chicks where you at? She has like I know so many of her albums. She's got an album called Chicken Parm and Heartbreak. Yeah. Then she's got like Chicken Tenders
chicken
and
Parm,
Chicken Tenders and Lipo.
You know you're fat when you like Chicken Parmesan.
When you sing about it,
I love Chicken Parmesan.
Yeah.
Like I order it every time I go to like Cheesecake Factory, like the Olive Garden.
It's so good when they make it like really thin.
I know, and I want it like loaded with like creamy sauce and fried ass piece of chicken in there.
Ooh, we should go to the gym soon and then like go to the cheesecake after.
Yeah, we should just like pummel ourselves at the gym just so we can eat after.
The Cheesecake Factory, there's so many good things there that I like don't know what to get. I order it all.
I know. Cheesecake Factory is for families that drive Camrys and go to Disney.
Yeah. So we're talking about, like, you know, the fat movement. But what's going on with, like, the Ozempic and the Ozempic kidney? Have you seen that?
Yeah. So Ozempic is causing, like, really major issues for people now. And I'm so happy this is coming out. So many real housewives and, like, normal-ass housewives take Ozempic. But it's really giving people legit issues. And the doctors, plastic surgeons everywhere, especially from Botch, were like, it's safe. Everyone get on Ozempic. Don't shame people on Ozempic. It was like Oprah when she was like, you get Ozempic. You get Ozempic.
Yeah.
Everyone gets Ozempic. Don't. Because they were saying we're actually going to put out more strong Ozempic to make you lose weight even faster. Because it was working so well and it's going to be this whole new wave. But now people are dying from it. You know Elvis Presley's daughter? She was on Ozempic and had weight loss surgeries, and it gave her stomach paralysis that slowed down her digestive tract. So now her and her dad died of digestive tract.
Because you know he had
she died on the toilet too.
He had a ton of cheeseburgers built up in his system.
Oh yeah, I mean he was self sabotaging more than anyone. That must have been the most painful death ever. Oh my god. Do you remember the show A Thousand Ways to Die?
No.
That would be the worst way to die. That should be number 1,000.
You think so? Just the weight of the world exploded.
We'll have to ask, we'll have to resuscitate Nikocado Avocado when that happens to him.
Yeah.
But, sorry, Nikocado. Anyway.
I'd love to eat with him. Sometimes his food, the way he eats it, it looks like it must be good, right?
No, sure, it's good, but I don't want to be, in the vicinity of him.
No?
I don't. I hope his mental illness isn't contagious.
I feel, so small next to him.
I've never seen someone so desperate for views that they'll ruin their body. I don't want to say another name on here.
Who?
It starts with an E.
Desperate that they would ruin their body. Oh my gosh.
I hate her.
She was our first guest.
I don't care. Anyway, Ozempic is not the only plastic surgery. Sorry. Ozempic is killing y'all. It's not just the BBLs killing y'all anymore. Stop going on it. It will paralyze your stomach. It will give you kidney issues.
Yeah.
It gives you Ozempic face. A calorie deficit is more achievable than you think it is, babe.
Yeah. Just like ice.
Stop cheating.
Yeah.
Well, lose weight like the rest of us. I'm suffering out here. Don't you think I want all that candy in the corner right there? Yes.
So just before we wrap up, I want to talk a little bit about the Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. I don't like calling her.
I hope they get divorced soon.
I don't like calling her Hailey Bieber. She's a Baldwin. And the Baldwins are terrible people.
They are terrible people.
All of them.
Yeah. This is a really deeply, deeply, deeply rooted conspiracy theory, but I believe it was an arranged marriage of sorts. I think I actually learned this from one of your posts.
Liam Taylor tip vibes?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I learned from the Lou Taylor stuff from you. But the other conspiracy theory is they had to get married for 5 years so Justin could get his citizenship from Canada.
Oh.
And the 5-year mark was September 2023. So now people think they're going to get divorced. The divorce is happening now. It will come out in the next few months, but they don't want to make it obvious. So right now I'm holding my breath whenever I go on Twitter. Are they going to get divorced?
Yeah.
Are they going to make it? And Justin has a song with Drake where he sings, it's a song about being a pop star and things about your life. And he was he was calling out a lot of pop stars. He was Ariana, Selena, my visa. And after he said my visa, Hailey Bieber popped up.
Yeah.
So I was is he using Hailey Bieber as his visa?
Weird.
That's so weird. And that's why people think after he left Selena in 2018, they think 2018 was his year of having to get married.
Really?
Because he needed the visa around that time. Because he was dating Selena, trying to marry her around then. She rejected his proposal. That's why she has a song called Ring. And then he married Hailey 2 months later because he needed to marry someone.
It's also crazy to me that, if the government, how is there someone who's making hundreds of millions of dollars and the government's no, you need to, you have to have this figured out to come here. At that point, don't you want him to come in to, pay some taxes? Exactly. Of course.
Exactly, yeah. I don't know why they wouldn't just – I know there's a special visa you can get if you do work enough for America or things like that. But
yeah.
The thing is that apparently when Justin Bieber was arrested in 2014, ooh, he wasn't allowed to get it anymore.
Well, there's also situations with touring. We had Alexa Nicholas on my podcast before. She's a child star.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and she was married to a guy named Mike Milosh, who is the lead singer of Rye. And essentially she uncovered emails between him and his tour manager, and he was you need to marry her so that you can tour this summer.
No way.
And they had a quick courthouse wedding, in and out.
Holy shit.
And he was a terrible, he was messaging her when she was 15 years old, but he was a terrible husband.
Yeah. I mean, that completely adds up to me. That's really, really scary because the whole work visa thing, you won't be able to keep your money or be the master of it if you don't have this certain work visa. So people would go to the end of the earth.
Yeah.
And even marry someone just to keep that.
Well, and Haley's just always available. She's been around for so long, constantly there.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is a mutually, way more than mutually beneficial. I think Haley gains way more. Her stupid air wine drink that I actually love to get around here would not be a thing without him. So
I think I tried it. It wasn't that sweet enough for me.
Oh my God. I loved it. I think it was the best smoothie I've ever had.
Really?
And actually I haven't broken out since I drank it.
Oh my gosh. How often do you drink it?
I just drank it 2 months ago.
Oh really?
So it was better than 6 months of Accutane, that drink.
Really?
It's for your skin, yeah.
Well, she's got the skincare brand,
mm-hmm.
which Spill Sash just told me that it burnt her lips.
Oh, no way.
The salted caramel, yeah.
I don't hate Hailey Bieber for all the Hailey Bieber haters out there. I don't hate her. Oh, yeah, Hailey Baldwin.
I just don't want to call her a Bieber.
Yeah, I don't think she deserves that title.
Yeah, I don't either. But thank you for coming on, Professor Patty. We just had a little hot gossip topic thing. I think this podcast in general is supposed to be me. Well, I interviewed different people and I like doing this as well. But I think one day Patty and I could totally graduate to our own little podcast hot topics thing.
I know. I can think of a billion insane titles for us, and we really do bounce off each other in an enabling, insane way to make each other the craziest versions of ourselves.
Yeah, no, I love it though.
I think we could make podcast magic. Let us know if you want that.
Yeah, comment below. So go and check out Patty's episode we did together. I will link it below. Go and support Patty on social media. Thank you for coming on, Professor.
Thank you for having me. Let's get into it. It's my favorite podcast ever.
Oh, thank you. All right, well, thank you guys for watching this video, and I'll see you in next week's episode. Bye, guys.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.